Madison, you're now in stage two, the hardest of all the stages. This stage is called crushed hope. All the hope you had during stage one is gone, and you feel crushed. You now realize that what you thought would be easy is much harder than you thought. It feels too big to handle.
It's in this stage that fear and panic can go kick, and on comes Crank. It doesn't have to, but if it's going to, it'll start now. You may start to think wacky thoughts, then feel bad, and then zany response will come at you full force. You'll want to escape. Get away from it. Just make it stop.
But remember, everyone has to go through this stage. Everyone. But it's just a part of the stages of learning. So feeling bad and feeling it's too big for you to handle are very normal feelings. It just means you're in stage two.
Anxious kids get stuck in stage two. They never give themselves a chance to move out of the stage because their zany responses are keeping them stuck. They want to run away and avoid that scary thing.
I feel like I'm not just stuck in stage two, but I live there. I live there like it's my home.
Me too.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the active avoidance keeps them stuck. Here's what I mean. I once worked with two sisters that could never finish a Disney movie. Why? Because every time it got to a scary scene, they would stop and turn it off. Every time Ursula in Little Mermaid or Uncle Scar in The Lion King or the Wicked Queen in Enchanted came on the screen, they would turn away and stop the movie.
Turn it off! Turn it off! I don't want to see Ursula!
It's like stopping in stage two. Their fear would come up, they would feel bad, and give up any hope that things would get better after that scene passed. They never saw the bad people in the Disney movies get defeated and the good people win. They never saw Ariel find her true love or Simba become king of his pride. They got stuck at the bad part.
We don't like bad things. It makes us afraid at night.
This is exactly what happens with many anxious kids. They get stuck in stage two, in crushed hope. Their fear cranks up, they feel bad, and they give up any hope that things will get better. It's like stopping a movie. They stop part of their life.
To help them get over their fears, I told them to sit with each other and their dad and watch the movies all the way through. When they got scared, they had to hold each other's hands. They had to face their fear and get to the other side of it. It worked. The first movie was really hard for them, but once they saw that the ending was good, they believed that they could do it again with the next movie. And each time they did it, they got stronger and stronger, and their fears got weaker and weaker.
So, back to Madison. Will she stay stuck in stage two and not get to stage three? No, she's going to keep trying and not give up. Right, Madison?
Yeah.
This is the absolute key. Emily did the same thing last year, and she did not give in to her fears and run away, or try to control her embarrassment by blaming her mistakes on someone else. She just kept listening to her instructions and kept trying. Now look, she's able to teach other kids how to do it.
You know, this is pretty fun. Yay, I almost hit the target. I'll get a bullseye if I keep this up. I don't know why I didn't think I could do this. I can do this. It's not that hard. I'm glad I didn't give up. Thanks, Emily.
Eventually, Madison will move to stage three. Encouraged hope. If she doesn't give up and run away and keeps doing it, she'll know in her heart that she can do it. In this stage, you start to feel more comfortable with change, with the new thing that you're doing. You still make mistakes or have times when you feel a little scared, but for the most part, you feel good. You feel confident. This is what the girls felt after they finished their first few movies. They still felt some fear, but they gained more confidence each time they watched a movie all the way through.
Sometimes kids might go back to stage two if they have a bad moment. Like if you have several days without anxiety, then all of a sudden it comes back. You might get really discouraged because you got your hope up and then it got crushed. That's normal. If you just keep at it, you will move out of stage two.
Okay, quick recap. Stage one, blind hope. You decide to change, but you're overconfident. You have the desire to change, but haven't tried yet. Stage two, crushed hope. You try, and you crash, and you mess up. This is where fear, frustration, and failure can tempt you to give up. It's important to not stop by giving in to your zany responses, by running away or demanding things be different. Just stay with it.
In stage three, encouraged hope, you do something huge. You prove to yourself that you can take it. You can keep going and change. Next is stage four, confident hope, where you're an expert at the things you started. If Madison kept practicing archery week after week, she'd get really good at it and be able to compete and teach others her skills. When you're in stage four, you're not limited by your fears, and you no longer have to think about every step. You just do it. Feels natural and normal to you.
So, we're asking you to do some things differently than you've done them in the past. You're going to commit to do it, willing to let go of your ways of coping and try some new things. Remember that feeling bad and discouraged is just a stage if you keep moving.
It's time to say adios to stage two, isn't it? Aren't you sick of it? Somewhere in your past, you got stuck at this stage, and now it's time to go back and get through it.
It would be like Madison stopping when she felt bad and embarrassed, putting down the bow and arrow, and just walking away. She's now stuck in stage two. If she wants to move forward, even if it's been years, she has to go back to that spot, pick up the bow and arrow, and try again until she gets out of stage two.
You can do it. Don't give up. Keep pushing into your fears, and you will turn around your fear and be free.
Okay. It's time to journal and do the rest of your exercises. Tomorrow we're breaking camp and heading to this awesome lake that's surrounded by really huge rocks. They're the highest rocks I've ever jumped off of, and the pure lake water feels fantastic. You either jump or you don't. You gotta take the plunge or not. Until next time!